then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and the scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. He spake this parable unto them, saying, What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which was lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and his neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you, that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Thus ends the reading of God's holy word. Now let us this afternoon consider the parable of the lost sheep. We've been looking at parables since January. Every month as I come, we've been looking at several parables of the Lord Jesus. And when we've been doing it, we said we have to pay attention to the context, to the characters, to the content, and then also the conclusion, and the fifth C, consequences. So what is the context of this parable? We have it in verses 1 through 3 here of John or Luke 15. Earlier on, in chapter 14, verse 24, we hear that a great multitude, a lot of people, are flocking around Jesus. In verse 1 here of chapter 15, we're told that there are publicans and sinners that are following after Jesus. Publicans were tax collectors. They were Jewish people, but they were in cahoots with Rome. And so the Jewish people didn't think a lot about those tax collectors. Some of them were cheats. Some of them probably weren't cheats, but people doubted them. People weren't sure about them. Now, who were the sinners? It's likely that the sinners are heathen. They're Gentiles. They're non-Jews. People who are outside of God's covenant. And the Jews didn't think much of the heathen, of the Gentiles. But it says they drew near to Jesus. They were attracted to Jesus. And it says in verse 1, they drew near to hear. They wanted to hear what Jesus had to say. But there were also some other people listening to Jesus. They were the scribes and Pharisees. And when they saw the publicans and sinners gathering, what they did is they murmured. Thanks. They murmured or they complained. They didn't like it. They didn't like the fact that these people were being attracted to Jesus. So what does Jesus do? He decides he's not only going to teach the publicans and the sinners, he's going to teach the Pharisees and the scribes too. And he's going to give them a parable. So they can learn. Christ is our prophet or our teacher. And so he's prepared to teach everybody, not just the publicans and sinners, but also the Pharisees. He's going to teach them a lesson. He does so in verses 4 through 7. Well, there are a couple characters in this parable, in this picture story. There's a man. Who is that man? It's a shepherd. Right? He's got sheep. It's a picture of a shepherd. Also, picture of Jesus, the great shepherd, the good shepherd. There's also 100 sheep. But is there a difference between the sheep? Yeah, there's one difference. One of them ran away. The other 99 are there. The one is obviously rebellious. The other ones may be rebellious, but it's not so obvious. They're just hanging around. They may be very rebellious inwardly. So you've got a man, 99 sheep in his sheep pen, and one lost in the wilderness. Now let's look at the content of the parable. In verse 4, we have one sheep lost. We have a shepherd who loses one. And Jesus says, which one of you, if you had 100 sheep and you lost one, wouldn't leave the 99 and go after that one until he find it? He says, you would be willing to leave the comfort of your home, the comfort of your campfire with your 99 sheep to go get that one that's yours, but that's lost. So that's the picture. One sheep lost. In verse 5, Jesus talks about one sheep being found. And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. He says, wouldn't you be like the shepherd and go after that lost sheep until you found it, as long as it took, and when you found it, you'd put that sheep on your back. That's how the shepherds would carry their sheep, put them up on their back, hold their legs, and walk home on their shoulders. So this is about a sheep that was found. Took a while, but he's found. And the shepherd lays him on his shoulders. In Isaiah 40:11, we have a picture of Jesus where it says he gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them in his bosom. A big sheep, children, is a grown lamb, right? A sheep, it's an adult, big animal. You've got to put it up on your back if you're going to carry it home any distance. But a lamb, a baby sheep, you can carry in your arms. You can put him in your breast. So that's the picture. But notice the picture is also that when he gets the sheep, he rejoices. He has a personal celebration with himself out in the wilderness. That's what the shepherd does. He's excited. He's found his sheep. So one sheep lost, one sheep found. Now how about in verse 6, we have one sheep returned. The shepherd, first the sheep goes out, then the shepherd goes out and finds him. Now the shepherd is back with the sheep on his shoulder. And this is what it says in verse 6. And when he cometh home, that's the shepherd, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. The shepherd doesn't stay out there in the woods forever with one sheep, does he? He wants to get back home. He wants the comfort of his home. He wants to take care of his other 99 sheep as well as this lost sheep. You see, today we as Christians still call those that don't know Christ lost. Right? They're without a shepherd. They're lost. And we believe Christians have been found. We didn't find Jesus. Jesus found us. And Jesus brings us home to His house, to His church. He gathers friends and neighbors. He's had a personal celebration in the wilderness. Now He's back in home and He's going to have a community celebration. We're going to have a big party. And don't we in church rejoice when someone comes to Christ? We know someone has been brought to a saving knowledge of Jesus. When that salvation that's ours becomes somebody else's, isn't that a very exciting, joyous thing? That's what we have here. He says, I have found my sheep. I have found my sheep. He doesn't say, my sheep found me. He doesn't say, I went out in the woods and my sheep smelled me and came tottering along following after me. No, he had to go. I found my sheep. I found my sheep. I found one that was my possession. Because God gives Jesus His people. And then Jesus was willing to die for His people. And so we see here the shepherd finds us and He owns us. What's the conclusion of this parable, this picture of a shepherd that'd be willing to spend many hours out in the dark wilderness searching for His sheep? I think what we see here is Jesus, if we consider the context, Jesus is speaking to publicans and Pharisees. Excuse me. He's speaking to publicans and sinners, but also to Pharisees and scribes. And particularly this parable is about the Pharisees and scribes. These are men who think they're righteous. They don't believe a shepherd's come and found them. They never thought they were lost. They thought they've always been just fine as is. That they're okay because they're living a life that's good to them. And so what we see in this parable, if we consider the context, is that many people believe they're righteous because of their own doing. There's 99 sheep that think they're okay. Because that's what Jesus says in verse 7. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. He's not saying those 99 sheep are really righteous. What He's saying is they think they are, so they don't think they need to turn to Christ and repent of their sin. So there are a lot that say they are. They don't recognize their sinfulness, and therefore they don't recognize their need to turn from their sin and flee to Jesus, the shepherd. But secondly, verse 7 also tells us that the heavenly host rejoice when somebody is converted. When somebody who doesn't know Jesus, who's a lost sheep, is found by Jesus in grace, we're told that all those that worship God in heaven rejoice. They throw a party. Must be throwing a party all the time. People are coming to Jesus all the time. So they're joyful in worshiping God, and they're joyful, Jesus says, in the fact that more people are coming to worship Him through Jesus day by day as the Gospels proclaim from pulpits as well as from His people talking about the Gospel of Jesus, the good news of Jesus Christ. The Apostle Peter says in 1 Peter, as he speaks about the salvation, that which has been given God's people through faith, that of being pardoned for their sins and being made righteous in Christ, being brought into God's family, Peter says of that salvation that the angels desire to look into it. Now, some people say that means angels don't understand our salvation. That may be true. I think it's probably more likely they do not understand it. They just like it. Whether they understand it or not, Peter says they like to understand it. It's that wonderful. You ever thought, children, how wonderful a being an angel is? That's a sinless being. And God tells us through Peter that those sinless beings are really interested about how God has displayed His mercy in saving sinful people. They like to understand that gospel story. They like to think about it. They desire to know about it. If they desire to know about it, shouldn't we desire to know about that old, old story, that great story of salvation in Jesus Christ? So what's the consequence? I think the consequence clearly is just a question we have to each ask ourselves. And that is, have I repented of my sins. Deserving joy in heaven over me leaving my sins and fleeing to Christ as the Savior, the Shepherd, found me. Jesus said in John 13:17, if ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. We all know these things. But the people that will truly be happy in Jesus, that will have joy in Jesus, are the ones that by God's grace do something about what we know. I would encourage you, if you've not trusted in Jesus for your sins, for forgiveness of your sins, flee to Him. He is the Shepherd. He is the one that goes after that lost sheep. He's in the business of saving sinners. He doesn't save those that think they're righteous, that think they'll get to heaven on their own strength, on their own holiness, their own godliness. But He saves those who know themselves to be sinful in God's sight, who have broken God's commandments, and who flee to Him in faith. He is the Savior of sinners.